Here we are again to bring you another story.
We're continuing with another chapter in the lives of the twin brothers, Jacob and Esau. This story, which is in Genesis chapters 30 and 31, is mostly about Jacob, and I call it
The Mystery of the Disappearing Items.
And Jacob served Laban yet another 7 years and was wed to Rachel, Laban's daughter.
I doubt if anyone ever paid such a high dowry. 14 years of labor.
Am I worth it, Jacob?
Oh, every day of it. Not for one moment have I regretted the price I had to pay.
I was just teasing you. I know you love me, Jacob, and I love you. But now that you've paid Father the dowry of 14 years of work, what are you going to do?
I haven't fully decided. Perhaps stay here and continue to work for your father.
Why don't we go back to your home in Canaan?
I doubt if that would be wise. Mother said she'd send for me when Esau got over his anger, but no word has come, so Esau must still be seeking my life. Anyway, don't you like it here?
Yes, but Father's taking advantage of your good nature, Jacob. He himself said that since you've been working for him, his wealth has increased manyfold.
It isn't me, Rachel. It's God. He has blessed my efforts here with your father.
Well, whatever it is, Father likes it. Did he mention you staying on?
Oh, he asked me about it just the other day.
You told him you would?
I didn't tell him anything, merely that I'd think it over and let him know.
Well, Jacob, my son-in-law, you've thought it over and are going to stay on here with me?
I've talked with Rachel about it.
Come to any decision?
Well, that is, perhaps I'd better go back to Canaan.
Go back to Canaan? Aren't you happy here?
Yes, of course I am, but Canaan is my home, and if you'll just give me my wives and children, I'll go back.
And if I refuse to let you take them, well, after all, they are my daughters and grandchildren, then you will remain here?
They are my wives and children, sir. I served you 14 years for them, as you well know.
Oh, Jacob, my son, I plead with you. Remain here. I've learned by experience that the Lord blesses me because of you.
And what arrangement will you make if I do decide to remain with you?
Just tell me, Jacob, my boy, what wage you want, and I shall pay it gladly.
You are the father of my wives, and I would like to work for you for nothing, but I must provide for my family.
I understand, Jacob. Just name your wage, I'll give it to you.
Well, when I came here, you had only a few sheep and cattle. Now you have great herds and flocks. The Lord
has... Yes, I know. Just tell me the wage you want.
Give me a few of your cattle and sheep.
How many, Jacob?
Well, if you will today, let me have the spotted cattle in your herds and all the brown sheep. I will continue to serve you.
Oh, Laura, are there many spotted cattle and brown sheep among my flocks and herds?
Very few, sir.
Oh, all right, Jacob, my son, it's a bargain. Oh, and Jacob, remember, your wages from now on will be only the spotted cattle and goats and the brown sheep.
Yes, and if any of the other kind are found in my flock, it can be counted as stealing.
But, Jacob, how can you afford to work for so little? You can't expect to get ahead very fast that way.
The Lord will bless me.
Oh, yes. Yes, I see.
Father, did you say that Jacob could have the spotted cattle for wages?
Yes. Cheap wages, huh?
Oh, cheap. I should say so. We'll get rich. Father, Jacob is taking hundreds of newborn calves and lambs.
Taking them? You mean for his own?
Yes.
Oh, you're mistaken, son. He's supposed to take only the spotted cattle and brown sheep.
And that's what he's doing, Father, but there are hundreds of them, literally hundreds.
Impossible. Why, nature takes care of the... maybe he painted them.
No, Father, I thought of that and examined them.
There must be some sort of trick. Nature just doesn't suddenly change its course. It just isn't possible.
Well, it's just like I've been telling you all along, Father. Jacob's a slick operator. He can't be trusted.
Well, son, we'll beat Jacob at his own game. How he causes the cattle to produce spotted calves and the sheep to have brown lambs, I don't know, but we'll change his wages again. This time, he'll get only the Ring Street cattle. The rest will be mine.
What are you doing, Jacob?
Taking the lambs that belong to me. Oh,
Father said you were to have the ring-streaked lambs, not the brown ones.
Oh, that was last year, remember? This year he's changed it to the brown ones again.
I think you're cheating, Jacob. And besides, how come there are so many brown ones? There never have been before.
There's only one way to account for that. God is blessing me.
Blessing? I don't believe it.
I haven't the slightest idea how he does it, son. But somehow, Jacob causes the cattle to be speckled or brown or whatever he wants them to be. And he's getting richer and richer, and we're getting poorer and poorer.
I don't know what we can do about it, do you?
We'll just keep on changing his wages. In time, we're bound to win. His luck can't last forever.
It didn't do any good, Father. When you changed Jacob's wages, giving him only the speckled and spotted cattle, then most of them began bearing the same. And I've noticed something else, too, Father. Jacob's cattle seem to be healthy and strong. Ours, weak and sickly.
Just luck, I suppose.
Luck? At first I thought so, too, but now I doubt it. I'm beginning to think that Jacob's God is blessing him. You have changed your business agreement with Jacob 10 times, but in every instance he came out way ahead and we, by far, the losers. His God must be blessing him, Father. There can't be any other explanation.
Why, son, I didn't realize you had such deep belief and feeling for God.
I don't. I believe in wealth and power.
Then you must respect Jacob. He has some sort of power. He must have.
I hate Jacob. He is taking away all that was ours, Father. Our sheep, goats, cattle, everything. He has even stolen away our glory. People used to look up to us as influential, wealthy. But now it's Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. I hate him.
During the years of wrangling over Jacob's wages, something else of importance is happening in his household. Jacob has 2 wives, Rachel and Leah, both daughters of Laban. Because of Jacob's greater love for Rachel, Leah is often moved to feelings of jealousy and envy. At times, there are scenes of rivalry between the sister wives.
My sister crying. My sister Leah shedding tears. Crocodile tears.
You hate me, don't you?
Hate you? Oh, Leah, how could I? You're my sister. A cheating, lying sister.
And you've even caused Jacob to resent me.
He's your own darling husband. Why would he resent you, sister dear? Well, I'll tell you why, Leah. Because you and Father tricked him into marrying you on the night of my wedding. I hope the day comes when he learns to hate you. And don't forget this, sister dear. Jacob loves me. I'm his true wife, his one and only love. How do you like that? Weep, my dear sister. I hope your heart is broken. Goodbye, dear sister.
Oh, God in heaven, hear my plea. Ease the hurt in my heart. Grant me love and comfort. Make me able to bear my grief. Thank you, O God, for a son. Now Jacob will respect me and perhaps even love me. Rachel will be revenged for her hatred. His name, O God, shall be Reuben, for surely thou hast looked upon my affliction. Thank thee, O God, for still another son, and because thou hast heard that I was hated, this son shall be named Simeon.
In time, 2 more sons were born to Leah, whom she named Levi and Judah.
I have given Jacob 4 sons, Rachel, my sister. How many have you given him? None. None at all. Jealous of me, Rachel? Ah, envious, aren't you? And rightly so. Jacob will love me now, not you.
And God remembered Rachel and blessed her with a son. And he was called Joseph. After Joseph was born, Jacob realized that Laban's countenance toward him was changed to envy and hatred. Yet he continued to work for Laban another 6 years. Then one day, Jacob called Leah and Rachel to the field where he was tending his flock.
I sent for you, Leah and Rachel, because we have a decision to make, a very important decision. Your father is not friendly toward me as he has been, and I needn't remind either of you that God has been with me, and that I've served your father for these 20 years with all my strength and energies.
Yes, you have, Jacob.
You've served him faithfully, Jacob.
And both of you also know that your father has deceived me and changed...
I'm sorry about that, Jacob. I'm terribly sorry for my part in tricking you into marrying me, and I...
Oh, that isn't what I have reference to, Leah. Your father has deceived me in other matters, particularly about wages. 10 times he has changed my wages, but God was with me. He did not let your father hurt me.
Yes, Jacob. God has very definitely protected and blessed you. But why is it that you called us here?
We're going to leave.
Leave?
Going to leave?
In a dream, the angel told me to leave. He said, "Arise, Jacob, get thee out from this land and return unto the land of thy kindred." And I called both of you here to talk it over. Now, what do you think?
I think that we should go. There's nothing left here for us. Father has already gotten more than the dowry.
God has already given us all that Father had. Like Leah said, there's nothing left here for us. So let's go.
We will go. But we must not let your father know, or he would stop us.
How can we keep him from knowing?
We'll wait until he's away. Then quickly we'll gather together all that we have and steal away unawares.
Father's going away tomorrow, Jacob, to shear the sheep.
How long will he be gone?
Oh, 3 or 4 days.
Well, then pass the word along to Leah and the others. We'll begin packing as soon as he leaves.
I didn't realize until we'd gotten them all together that we had so many cattle and sheep and things.
Rich?
I suppose so, by the world's standard.
What other standard is there, Jacob?
God's standard. If we would just stop and meditate, we would realize...
Now, Father, everything's ready.
Oh, thank you, Reuben. Tell the herdsmen and shepherds to start out. The cattle and sheep go first.
Yes, sir.
And you women folk, get on your camels.
All right.
Joseph.
Sure, time now to get on
Joseph,
the camel.
Joseph, I'll help you on the camel.
Can I ride with you, Father?
We'll see. Later, perhaps. Right now, I have to see that everyone is ready. Huh?
There you are.
Joseph, my son, hang on tight when we get started.
All right, Father.
Reuben, get them going.
Come on, get up there. Hey!
And it came to pass that Jacob fled from Laban and crossed over the river and set his face toward Mount Gilead. And behold, it was told Laban on the 3rd day that Jacob was fled.
Master Laban, Jacob is gone. Jacob is gone. He's taken...
Sam, how many times have I told you not to... Jacob what?
Jacob's gone, Master Laban.
Gone where?
He's gone away, Master. He's fled.
What are you talking about?
Jacob, Master Laban, he's taken wives, children, servants. They're all gone. And, Master, they took everything with him. Sheep, cattle, goats, camels, everything.
Jacob's gone? Taken my daughters and my grandchildren and all the cattle he got from me? Why, that sneaking son-in-law of mine,
What's wrong, Father?
I'll get him if it's the last... Seb here just tells me that Jacob's gone, moved out on us, and he's taken everything, son, and all his possessions.
Gone? But where could Jacob go?
Oh, probably back to his old home in Canaan.
Canaan? But, Father, Jacob can't do that to you. Certainly you're not going to let him get away with stealing everything you have.
Son, instruct the herdsmen to carry on with the shearing. and we'll go home and make preparations to go after Jacob at the very early. Son, before we do anything, we're going to seek blessings from the gods. Now come along, we'll go to the shrine.
Oh, that's strange.
Oh, dear. Where are the Mother Goddess and the Teraphim?
The idols? Why, aren't they in the shrine, Laban, like they always are?
No, they're not. They're gone.
Gone? Both the Mother Goddess and the Teraphim?
They're not here. Someone must have taken them.
But who would take them?
I'll find them. I want to seek the blessing of the gods before we go after Jacob to bring him back.
Father.
Yes, yes, son.
I know where your idols are.
Well, tell me.
Jacob stole them.
Jacob stole them? The idols? People don't steal gods.
Jacob doesn't believe those idols are gods. He thinks of them merely as objects of stone set with precious jewels.
But even he wouldn't steal idols, not Jacob.
Oh, he wouldn't. Father, have you forgotten that for 20 years Jacob's been stealing from you? Your daughters, your cattle, sheep, camels. For 20 years he's been secretly...
And now he's stolen my valuable idols. I'll get them back. Son, gather the men together, arm them with weapons. Immediately.
Laban, what are you going to do?
Get my idols back. Jacob has been honest to my face, but cheating me behind my back. And he's been getting by with it. But no longer. He'll pay. Son, arm those men and get ready to march after Jacob at once.
Oh, yes, Father.
Oh, I've been too good to Jacob. Too good. I'll get my cattle and sheep and idols back. And Jacob, too. Even if it takes force of battle.
On the seventh day of travel, Jacob and his company reached Mount Gilead and camped by a flowing stream.
Well, Rachel, what do you think of this country? It's on the border of Canaan itself.
It's very pretty, Jacob.
Think you'll like Canaan?
Oh, I know I will. Wherever you are, Jacob, there I'll be.
Father! Father! Grandpa Laban is camped on the other side of the mountain.
Oh, he's caught up with us faster than I thought he would.
And he has an army of well-armed men with him, Father.
Rachel, Leah, you and the children go to your tents immediately and stay there, out of sight. There's no telling what Laban and his men are up to.
Yes, Jacob.
Go at once.
Should I round up the men, Father, and arm them?
No. No, son, there are too few of us to fight Laban. Just circulate among the servants and tell them to be calm. Act as if nothing were wrong.
All right, Father.
Bilhah.
Yes, Mistress Rachel?
Take the children to their sleeping tent. Have Zilpah put them to bed. You come right back here.
Yes, Mistress Rachel. Come, children, bedtime. Rachel, you look ill. Something wrong?
No.
What is it?
Nothing, I tell you.
I haven't seen you so touchy in years. You and Jacob had a quarrel.
If you can't leave me alone, Leah, you'd better go to your own tent.
A good idea. Bilhah, take care of Rachel. There's something terribly wrong with her. Yes, Mistress Leah. I'm back, Mistress.
Close the tent flap.
Yes, Mistress Rachel.
Is Father in camp yet?
Yes.
He has armed men with him?
Yes, Mistress Rachel, many of them.
Go quickly, Bilhah. Try to find out what Father wants, and report to me as soon as you find out anything.
Yes, Mistress Rachel. Your father is angry, Mistress Rachel.
What about?
For leaving Haran without letting him bid goodbye to his daughters and grandchildren.
Oh, is that all?
No, Mistress Rachel. Your father is also angry, very angry about his idols.
His idols?
Yes, Mistress Rachel. Someone has stolen them. He thinks Jacob did.
Steal idols? Why, that's nonsense, Bilhah. Oh, who'd steal idols?
Nevertheless, Mistress Rachel, your father is very angry, and he's going to search this camp from beginning to end. And then Master Jacob became angry with your father for accusing him of taking the idols. He told your father if he found anyone in our camp who had taken them, that person should be killed.
Kill the one who stole the idols?
That's the agreement Jacob made with your father. He was so certain no one had stolen his idols.
No one here would steal Father's idols. Anyway, Father wouldn't search my tent. I mean, after all, I'm his daughter. He knows I wouldn't steal his idols.
Master Laban is going to search every tent, Mistress Rachel.
But he can't search mine. I'm his daughter, and I... When's Father going to search the tents?
He's already started the search, Mistress Rachel.
Oh, quick, fasten the tent flap.
Yes, Mistress Rachel.
Bella, what am I going to do? Oh, I don't want Father to search my tent. It'd be a disgrace. After all, I am Jacob's wife and his daughter. I don't see why I... Oh, Bella, what am I to do?
Just calm yourself, mistress. You have nothing to fear. You don't have Master Laban's idols.
Oh, Bella, I do have Father's idols. I took them. Father will be furious, and you know Jacob. He's so honest he might keep his word even to having me killed if the idols are found in my possession.
Get rid of them, Mistress Rachel.
Yes, yes, but how? Where?
First, I'd better peek out the flap and see if they are coming this direction.
Do you see them, Bella?
Yes, Mistress Rachel. Master Laban and your husband are coming straight for this tent.
So quickly. We'll find the idols and that'll be the end of me. Maybe Jacob will... Wait. Wait a minute. I have an idea. I think I know how to handle Father. He won't find the idols.
You know your father, Mistress Rachel. He'll look everywhere.
He won't find the idols, Bill.
He will if they're here in the tent.
They're here.
Now, whose tent is this?
Rachel's. But surely you won't search your own daughter's tent and belongings.
I trust no one. Rachel! It's your father.
Come in, Father.
Hello, Rachel.
Father, welcome to our camp.
I didn't come on a visit. I'm looking for my images. Have you seen them?
Your images, Father?
Someone stole them.
Oh, Father, surely you don't suspect any of us.
I most certainly do, and I'm going to search every inch of this camp until I find them.
Oh, go right ahead, Father, if you don't trust me.
I trust no one.
Judging others by yourself, is that it, Father?
Get up from that camel's saddle you're sitting on. I'll begin searching the compartments.
Oh, Father, must you begin here? I'm so weary from traveling, I just sat down.
Rachel, get up so your father can thoroughly search this tent, including that saddle.
But, Jacob, dear, I'm tired and I'd like to rest a while.
Rachel, get up. Get up at once.
Now, see here, Jacob. That's my daughter you're talking to.
And she is my wife. Rachel, get up.
Daughter, stay right where you are. I'm conducting this search and I'll conduct it without any help from Jacob.
Laban finished searching Rachel's tent. All except the camel's saddle upon which Rachel was resting. Then, having finished searching all the other tents in camp, he came back to Rachel's tent and apologized.
I'm convinced you didn't take my images, and I apologize.
Thank you, Father.
Apologize? For 20 long years I worked for you and dealt honestly with you, and suddenly you think I'm a thief.
Well, I apologized.
And you apologize. You should get down on your knees and beg forgiveness.
Well, I guess I have been a little hasty, and I do beg you to forgive me.
Oh, gladly,
well,
Father.
Well, then we do forgive you, Father Laban.
I want to say something to all of you. Are my two daughters and all my grandchildren present?
We're all here, Father.
My children and my grandchildren. I have been a very selfish and ungrateful man. I can see that now. But I want to change. I want to take this opportunity to wish all of you a successful trip to Canaan and a long and happy life.
To forever preserve the location of this wonderful experience, Laban and Jacob erected a huge monument of stones.
This monument we have just erected, it shall forever be a witness to our friendship. And Jacob, my son, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from the other.
Early the next morning, Laban and his men took leave and started back for Mesopotamia.
Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye, my children.
Goodbye.
My grandchildren.
Holy Scripture reads, "And Laban departed and returned unto his place." With this brief comment, all biblical reference of Laban ceases. Never again does Holy Scripture make mention of the dwellers in the land of Mesopotamia. They are forever lost to us. Soon after this, Jacob and his family, with their many servants and herds of cattle and sheep, break camp, and continue on their way towards the land of Canaan.